Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and just wanted to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program here on 91.5 FM. You're listening to Turn the Light On, which is our topical devotional here on the radio and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. You can catch the programs anytime there. We're just so glad that you've joined us, and I have a couple of guests with me today. I've got my wife, Lisa Radlin, and my daughter, Jenna Radlin. Are with us on the program. So welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, excited to be here today.
Thank you for having us.
So you guys are bringing the girly topic today, from what I see here.
Okay.
You guys are, going to bring out, it's actually from a song, right?
Well,
tell me a little bit about your topic here.
Well, Jenna is a singer, and she sings all day long.
Not all day long, just most of the day.
Most of the day and most of the night. And a lot of times she'll put on the TV and put on some karaoke, and she was singing some karaoke on the TV. Then she walked away and was up in another room, and all of a sudden I started hearing a popular song I remembered from the movie Bodyguard with Whitney Houston
right,
in it.
Right.
It was called I Have Nothing. And I was listening to it, and I started listening to the words, and I was like, wow, this is almost like a worship song, part of this song. Some of the lyrics says, you see through right to the heart of me. You break down my walls with the strength of your love. I never knew love like I've known it with you. I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I don't have you. And
wow,
I was
that's really good.
Wow, that's really cool. So true. One thing we have to remember, though, is when we have the Lord, God says he will never leave us or forsake us. In Hebrews 13:5, God will never leave us or forsake us, so we are never without him as a believer in Christ. But basically, the song is saying that without the Lord, in my opinion, this is what the song meant to me. Without the Lord, I am nothing. I have nothing without him.
Well, that's really good, because as we think about this and as we look at this topic of what do we really have if we don't have God in our life? I think that's really a powerful thing to think about, because even in your generation, Jenna, we're trying to get people to know and understand who Jesus is. You know, you're millennial or even beyond a millennial. I don't know what they call your generation, but
Gen Z,
or
whatever it is.
Whatever, but what do we really have? What is your generation really fighting for? What are they trying to make out of life? Because I see a lot of your generation and even your brothers that are a little bit older than you, they're like, they don't want to have kids. They're just, doing their own things. They want to, go off the grid. They're living, others are, very educated and running and chasing other things. But I just see a little bit of a shift in what people are looking for. So what is it that we need to do to try to reach that, generation and let them know that, you're nothing if you don't have Jesus in your life.
Yeah.
You really aren't. You're not there yet. So hit me a little bit more with what you guys were thinking. I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I don't have you.
It's just so important that we share the love of Jesus to others. They need to experience him. Once you've experienced the love of Jesus and the love of God, I don't see how you could ever go back, really.
Yeah, I don't see how people do it either.
Once you've encountered the Holy Spirit and have him as in your life, it's just like, it's so amazing. But the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. That's what Romans 5:5 says. So it's just amazing when you have the Lord in your life.
So let's talk about that for a minute. What does that statement mean, really? The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts.
It basically, in my opinion, it just means that his love just saturates our hearts.
Right?
Yeah. And I think that's the key thing that they need. They just need to be saturated by the love of God. It's like they haven't really experienced the love of God. Once you've experienced that love that Jesus God sent his only son for you, it's like they just are blinded. I think that's the biggest thing, where we live in a very distracted, blinded generation. It's just even crazy to think about, like, even little kids. It's like parents just give the kids the tablets and, like, that's, they're good.
They're being,
like,
raised by digital media and social media.
I believe it definitely has something to do with the technology. Definitely is a big key, a big tool the devil is using to distract the generation. I mean, how many of my age people can say they at least spend like 4 hours of their day on TikTok scrolling away?
Yeah, right.
We're in the scrolling generation.
That's true. So, you know, I think about that scripture where it says that God didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And I feel like the church even and the world has painted this picture to the younger generation that, you know, God is just ready to condemn you. He's ready to beat you up. He's a big guy in the sky with a stick ready to club you when you do things wrong. And so they haven't really been interested in God, but really that's not the nature of God at all. It's his love.
One of my favorite quote that I try to quote all the time, it's like, I'm sorry the church hurt you, but the church isn't God. You know, so many people get hurt by Christians. We're not very, not all of us are the perfect representation of who Christ is, because we're imperfect. We are not Christ. But if we, instead of being so cocky, like, oh, I have everything together, instead being like real with people, say, no, I don't have it all together, but Jesus does. And I love Psalms 28:7-8 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. Looking out in the world and saying, you know, I can't do it without the Lord. And just that vulnerability, and people will see that, and they'll see the truthness in you and the power in sharing your testimony and just being so just open, you know. And that's what will lead people to be like, wow, this person is so real, they're not judging me. One of my coworkers one time even said, I don't, you say you're a Christian, but you're not judging me. I don't feel like condemned, you know. Well, she didn't use the word condemned, but she's like, I don't feel judged by you. And I said, yeah, because I'm not the judge. I'm like, I'm just loving the Lord, and I just want you to feel the love that God has for you too. And she even was like, wow, I'm probably gonna seek after God now. And she, I got her a book, and it was just like, just letting the Lord just operate, you know.
Wow, that is so good.
I like to pray every day that the Lord would just flow through me, and that people would look in my eyes and see Jesus in my eyes. I was like, let the love of the Lord pour out of me, Lord, wherever I go, whatever, whoever I encounter. I just want them to see you through me. I don't want them to see me at all. I want to be such a reflection of you, Lord. And I love it. In John 14:6, it says, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another, oh, I'm sorry, 14:16. I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby to be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is with us forever, and he can give us the words to say that will bring comfort. He will help us counsel people. He'll give us words of encouragement when people are going through hard times. And it's amazing if you tune in to the Holy Spirit, how much he can impact someone's life if you listen and just tune into what he has to say and speak it out and not be afraid. Because sometimes we're going, wait a minute, is that me or is that the Lord? Well, just step out in faith and say the words that you feel like the Lord's telling you to say, and watch how it impacts the person.
Sure. I love the idea that God's love is being, you know, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how are people going to truly experience the love of God out there in the world? They're going to, first, they're going to look at us, and they're going to, if they see us just being crazy, backbiting and going crazy on each other in the church, they're going to be like, what do I want anything to do with that?
If we're conformed to the world just like them, they're like, what's different with you, you know?
Right. So first thing we got to do is let the Holy Spirit show us how to let the love of God, you know, work with us as believers to believers, so that they can look at us and they can see love in the church. And I think that's what we're trying to do at Lighthouse. You know, we're just trying to build a community of love, and the enemy hates it. Oh, he hates it. Oh, he comes after it with a passion. And
you know you're doing something right when the enemy's coming at you that hard.
Sure.
You know?
So, you know, I love this, because the Holy Spirit's our helper. He's our comforter, and he's our advocate. And I like the word you said, strengthener. we've got to find our strength in the Lord.
Amen.
And if we're not looking to Him, I don't know. I don't know how the world does it. You know, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, how are people getting through all the different things that I experience in my life without the Lord?
Well, you can see what's going on. There's so much more suicide. There's so much more people on antidepressants. They don't have the Lord in their life, and so they're turning to the world,
yeah.
Or they feel so helpless. They think, I can't live this life anymore. And they just go ahead and think the best thing to do is to end it all. But if they turn their heart to the Lord and allow Him to comfort them, allow Him to be there as their standby and as their counselor, it would be a total different scenario.
Sure. Maybe there's somebody out there listening today that might even be struggling with that thought, you know, that I just need to end it. There's, yeah. What's the point? My life is miserable. Nothing's working right. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, I would say to you, Jet, just seek after the Lord right now and just believe that you are free from this. I think believe the things that aren't as though they are. And I think it's just a lack of faith and not believing that you can have these things through the Lord. It's like a lot of people think like, oh, those are things of the past. It's like, no, we have those access to everything, all of that now. So I just pray over that person right now, whoever you are. I thank you. Those suicide thoughts are gone in Jesus' name, and that you seek after the Lord and the goodness that He has for you. The plans that He has for you are so good, and you just got to turn to Him. That's the first step, just turning away. God never leaves you nor forsakes you. And that's the one thing about this song. He never leaves us. We do feel like we have nothing if we don't have Him, but He's always there for us. So we always are going to have something. It's just, are we able to receive what He has for us?
I like that twist on it, because it's like, we have nothing if we don't have you. You know, you can actually look at that and see that somebody who doesn't have the Lord can get to a place in their life where they actually feel like they don't have anything.
Yeah.
I don't have anything worth living for. I don't have anything that is of any value in my life. And it's because all of your worth and all of your purpose is found in Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's found in the Lord. And if you don't have that relationship with God, you really don't have anything else to stand on in life.
It reminds me of that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Once you've experienced the glory and grace of the Lord, everything of the earth, the worldly things that are distracting you from Him, just start to fade away. And as long as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, like when Peter stepped out on the water and was walking on water, and as soon as he started looking at the wind and the waves, that's when he began to sink. But as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk through. So when we're facing storms in our life and things and circumstances where it feels like, oh, I can't take it anymore, turn your eyes on Jesus, focus on Him, take Him by the hand, and let Him guide you and direct your steps and get you through the crisis that you're facing.
That's so good. You know, the lyrics in that song said, you see through right to the heart of me. And that's the beauty of a relationship with God, is that God knows your heart. He knows where you're at. He knows where your battles are. He knows what your darkness is. He knows what you've been victim to in your life. And the world is trying to paint this picture for you to live a certain way, to act a certain way, to have this car, have this house. You know, it paints this picture of what success is in our lives. And I want to just say that true success is not being rich. It's not having all this knowledge and smarts and all that kind of stuff. True, you know, prosperity is actually knowing the Lord and having a relationship with Him. But see, the world's painting a totally different picture. I love in Romans 12, 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. I love that.
That is so good. That's obviously in the Amplified.
I love how the Amplified breaks it down.
Yeah, it really breaks it down good. Definitely. We need to remember God's with us and he's for us. And when God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
I also like that part of this song in the lyrics where it was saying, "You break down my walls." Yeah, it reminds me of the story in the Bible in Joshua where the walls came down.
Okay.
You want to read that, Jenna?
Sure. It says, "The gates of Jericho were kept tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. But the Lord said to Joshua, 'Jericho and its kings and all its mighty warriors are already defeated, for I have given them to you.'" Ooh, such authority. "Your entire army is to walk around the city once a day for 6 days, followed by seven priests walking ahead of the ark, each carrying a trumpet made from a ram's horn. On the seventh day, you are to walk around the city seven times with the priests blowing their trumpets. Then when they give one long, loud blast, all the people are to give a mighty shout, and the walls of the city will fall down, then move in upon the city from every direction." So Joshua summoned the priests and gave them their instructions. The armed men would lead the procession, followed by seven priests blowing continually on their trumpets. And behind them would come the priests carrying the ark, followed by a rear guard. "Let there be complete silence except for the trumpets," Joshua commanded. "Not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout, then shout." The ark was carried around the city once that day, after which everyone would return to the camp again and spent the night there. At dawn the next morning, they went around again and returned again to the camp. They followed the pattern for 6 days, and at dawn of the seventh day, they start out again. But this time, they went around the city not once, but seven times. And the seventh time, as the priest blew a long, loud trumpet blast, Joshua yelled to the people, "Shout! The Lord has given us the city." So when the people heard the trumpet blast, they shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho crumbled and fell before them, and the people of Israel poured into the city from every side and captured it. They destroyed everything in it, men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, donkeys, everything.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know, in this story, we see a couple of key points. And, you know, first is, you know, Joshua is following God. You know, we have to follow God in our lives, even though the journey that we may go on may seem weird. It's like, go march around the city and then march around it on the seventh day all this many times and blow the trumpet. And, you know, God will give us some very strange things to do in our lives at times, and it will bring unexpected results, but that the walls will come down in your life if you will be obedient to the Lord. See, the key is in following God in our lives.
Yeah, and I actually remember a story one time of this lady. She felt like the Lord told her to go in the gas station and do like a cartwheel or something, and she was like, "What the heck? Like, I'm not going to do that." But she just kept hearing the Lord like, "No, go do a cartwheel, go do a cartwheel." So finally she waited until all these people left, and then she said to the store clerk, the guy running behind the counter, she's like, "Hey, look at this." And then she did a cartwheel, and then he was like, "Oh my gosh, did you really just do that?" He started like crying. He said, "I just said, God, if you're real, have someone come in here and do a cartwheel." So it's like, it may seem weird to us, but you never know. Someone could be saying like, "God, have someone do this if you're real." And like, you, by you not being obedient, that could just lead to them not discovering God. So yeah, it's like, I mean, even though however weird it may be, I love that phrase, like, normal isn't coming back, Jesus is. We might have to do weird tactics, but if it leads people to Jesus, I mean, come on.
I've had a strange thing happen to me back when Toys R Us was still open. It was like the lady cashier was ringing us up, and all of a sudden I just said Oreo ice cream out of nowhere. I was like, "What in the world?" And the lady was like, "What? What did you just say?" I was like, "I don't know. I just said Oreo ice cream." She's like, "I literally was just thinking how as soon as I get off work, I'm going to go get some Oreo ice cream at that ice cream shop." She's like, "Are you like a psychic or something?" I'm like, "No, I'm not. I believe in the Lord and the Holy Spirit. But is there something that you want prayer for?" And then she started telling me how she was pregnant and she was having complications with her pregnancy. All that came from the word Oreo ice cream, like this whole conversation. It was just amazing how God could just unexpectedly have you say something that made no sense to me.
Sure. Well, the first point is following God. The second one was when we listen, we can hear God speaking to us. And I love those stories because they very openly describe that if we'll listen God is speaking. Amen. He's speaking to all of us all the time. And those of you who are out there listening to the program today, God is talking to you. You may not recognize his voice. He may be speaking to you in impressions or thoughts or even dreams or visions, yeah, or things in your life, circumstances. He may be speaking to you through other people, but you're just not recognizing it as God speaking to you. So I want to encourage you to begin to be sensitive to follow God and to listen for his voice, because, you know, God is purposeful. He's going to always be working things together for people's good. He's going to put you in front of people that need to hear something. He's going to put you around people that need to be encouraged. And it's so powerful when God starts to use us that way.
And things might not happen in our timing, but we keep persevering. So even though God told them to go walking around those walls, they're just like, what in the world is happening? Like, why are we even doing this? But it was in God's timing. There was a point where he told them to be completely silent. Imagine thousands of people having to be completely silent. That can't even happen in a church service. It's hard to keep people quiet in a service of 250 people. I was like, how do you keep thousands of people quiet as they're walking around these walls?
Yeah, but they did it in obedience to God. They just did it anyway, and it just led to powerful things, you know.
So it's important to be obedient to what God tells you to do.
Very, very much so. And you know, I believe that what God promises, he'll fulfill in our lives. There are so many promises that are in the Bible that have been put in scripture for each and every one of us. If we'll open that book, if we'll begin to seek the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, if we'll acknowledge him, if we'll trust him, he will begin to direct our path in our life. I think so many times we get off the path, or we direct our own path, and then we go, God, where were you? And he was like, well, I was over there when you hung a right, and I told you to go left. And he's still waiting there. He's like, just come back over here. Let's go back to the other direction. And we just have to be very sensitive and learn how to hear the voice of the Lord.
And I think the final key is that in this story is that we have the victory. So even though at the time they didn't see that they were going to conquer and these walls were going to fall down, they had to trust God, keep being obedient to his voice, and know that we have the victory. We've already won.
Yeah, we do. We have
through
the
Jesus
victory.
Yep. We are victorious.
It's all about the perspective. And I think that's a thing too. It's like so many people walk in life in fear, not knowing like, hey, we already won this victory. It's like the world tries to distract you, think, no, you have no power, blah, 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 but we do have the power in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you all to seek after God as you continue to just go in the world and just seek after him, and he will show you. He will.
Yeah, absolutely, because without him, we really don't have anything to stand on. Jesus said, he's the rock. He's the foundation. He's our foundation.
He's our everything.
You know, when the winds and the waves of the world come and they blow against our lives, you know, we have a firm foundation to stand on if we're standing in the Lord. So, hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program, and we hope you're enjoying the topic. We'll be right back. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll close it out.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here at Lighthouse Christian Church. You're listening to Turn the Light On. I've got my special guest, Lisa Radlin, my wife, and Jenna Radlin, my daughter. We've been talking a little bit generationally. Jenna, we've been talking about your generation. And, you know, Lisa, you brought the song and the topic to us, and that was the Whitney Houston song.
I have nothing if I don't have you.
So, you know, what I'm looking at here is, you know, Jesus is trying to speak to people. We've talked a lot about hearing God's voice today. So, you know, even in a Whitney Houston song, God can speak to someone. And listen, God is speaking to each and every one of you out there today.
Because with God, all things are possible. And without Him, we have nothing. He gives us purpose, and He will break down the walls of addiction, of poverty, of loneliness, of anger, of fear. You have to declare the victory over your life and speak to those walls and command them to come down. You have to declare the kingdom over your life because God's promises will never fail. And we're nothing without the Lord in our lives. So we have to use the Lord over our lives and speak the truth of the word over our lives.
Amen. And I think it all starts with just realizing that without Jesus, without the Lord, you really have nothing. This world has nothing that it can offer for you except Jesus is the only thing. He's the light of the world that came. And by believing in Him and putting all your faith and trust in Him, your life will be fulfilled. You can have money, you can have all these things, but without Jesus, you're still going to feel empty inside. So I encourage you today, seek after the Lord and just everything He has for you. Just turn your eyes on Jesus right now, whoever you are, unless you're driving, just go seek after the Lord right now. Just say, God, what do you want to speak to me? And He will speak so much goodness to you.
God's also the author of eternal life. You know, it's not just about having God to live in this life, but to actually inherit eternal life, you know, because there are eternal rewards and there are eternal consequences for how we choose to live our lives in this world. And without Jesus, we have nothing to walk into heaven and go, God, I am here. And, you know, if you're there on your own merit, you know, you're a sinner and all who've sinned and fallen short are going to be judged. But you know what? Jesus came and He paid the price for you to be set free from that sin so that you could walk into heaven and look to God and just go, it's all because of Jesus that I'm here and that I'm even able to experience anything that you have for me, God. So make that decision to give your life to Jesus Christ today. It's one of the best decisions and most important decisions you'll ever make, guys. We hope that you enjoyed the program today and we hope that you figured out that without Him, you have nothing. Thanks for turning the light on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community. Yeah.